Okay, next item.
273, accept a grant in the amount of $15,000 from and appropriate $11,250 for fiscal year 2013-14 for the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division 2014 Outer Powell Boulevard Enforcement Grant Program for sworn personnel overtime.
Traffic Division is here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, City Commissioners. I'm Acting Lieutenant Todd Davis from the Traffic Division. I'm filling in for Captain Sheffer this week. With me is Sergeant Doug Gunderson from our motorcycle detail. We're here to ask City Council to approve and accept a $15,000 grant from ODOT, which is earmarked for enhanced traffic enforcement on the Outer Powell corridor. Outer Powell being Southeast 111th to the city line at 175th. Sergeant Gunderson is going to be the manager of this grant, so I'm going to let him explain the details.
Thank you for your time, Mayor and Commissioners. Acting Lieutenant Davis spoke of where it is that the funds will be used, and that's specifically for the stretch of Powell Boulevard, 111th through 174th, and the amount of the grant, which is $15,000. There is a match time or a match funds component to this of 20%, which equals $3,756 of straight time. That said, that's dollars that the traffic division would be spending anyway for enforcement of traffic laws and education of the public. It's just going to be specifically dedicated to that stretch of Powell. We've already seen a number of crashes in the past that will be addressed through not only this grant providing the added enforcement, but for the director patrol for on-duty resources in general. This particular grant is a short-lived grant. It's from April 1st through July 31st of this year. And it's to address those issues that have been identified by ODOT as being problematic. That particular stretch of roadway through 2008 and 2010 was identified as one of the contained eight of the worst spots for crashes within the state of Oregon. When they did their study, they noticed that of those crashes, 99.6 of the crashes involved human error as a causation. And of those crashes that they looked at, even 80% of those crashes were totally human error, and they weren't engineered. The engineering didn't play a factor in the crashes. However, ODOT's taken a look at the engineering issues for that 20% and invested $5.5 million into upgrading that stretch of roadway, and they did so by addressing the narrow shoulders. They made the shoulders wider and paved. They installed ADA-compliant pedestrian curb ramps. They installed three new pedestrian crossings with pedestrian-activated rapid flash beacons that should aid in the safety of pedestrians crossing the road. And they also installed some high visibility striping on the roadway itself. Now, the construction lasted roughly a year, and it's now complete. This last education enforcement component is really to tie up the loose ends of that project, and it would be providing the enforcement and education that the grant funds would be paying for. The focus of the enforcement for the police department is to focus on those human factors, the behavioral factors of the drivers, and provide enforcement and education to those folks. This grant does not create any new positions that need to be funded after the grant. There is no added cost to the city. And then I talked about what the match time is.
So what's going to be done about people that are texting or using cell phones? How are you going to go after those people?
Well, we have to observe that going on.
Do you ever operate on plainclothes? Can you just stand at an intersection plainclothes with a colleague down the street and nab those people? Do you ever do that?
I don't know that we've done that. We certainly could.
Could you make that part of this mission?
Could we make it part of this mission?
Yeah.
We can certainly give that a try, yes, sir.
There's somebody on the corner just to observe.
I'm sorry.
Have a plainclothes officer stand at any intersection, observe somebody texting while they're at the stoplight or on their cell phone, which I guarantee you, you will have 100% nab rate, and just have an officer down the street that you can then radio and say, this person, I observed this person texting.
As long as there's a uniform officer component to
that could be the second officer, the uniform. Yeah. But you know, if you have a uniformed officer standing at the intersection, people will not be texting or cell phone. But I guarantee you, they will if they think you're just an ordinary civilian, like I observe every time I'm at an intersection.
It's not a coincidence that this grant comes on the heels of two recent pedestrian fatalities on the Outer Powell Corridor. The Sheriff's Office, Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, has been given an identical grant to work the same area, and our focus is actually to enhance pedestrian and bicycle safety. This is part of the ODOT Slow Down, Don't Go Around campaign. They've asked us to, as the educational component, if we issue a warning or a citation, to also give these cards. That being said, though, that any other infractions that we observe out there, whether it's cell phone use or speeding, can also be addressed with that. But the primary focus is...
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, Sergeant Gunderson or Lieutenant Davis, but I would be thrilled if you would actually do something like that, a plainclothes mission paired up with a uniformed officer to issue the citations, because that's the only way people are really going to get the message that, you know, this is against the law, because it is just scoffed at.
Appreciate that creative.
So if you're really going to do it, let me know.
These guys are always looking for the next way to find out what's going on.
I wrote one on my way down here, Commissioner.
Well, that's a great concept, Commissioner Salzman, because that's how you would catch cyclists who are not having lights on at night and those kinds of things, which otherwise it's really difficult to track down.
Good idea. Okay. Other questions, suggestions, comments?
I just wanted to thank you for your work. I mean, as the mayor repeatedly reminds us, we lost 16 people to homicides in the city last year and 35 people to traffic collisions. And we really value your work to try to keep people safe.
Thank you. You're here. Thanks. Anyone else signed up to testify on this? I don't think so. Anyone signed up to testify? Okay, then let's take a roll call on this, please.
On this one, no, we do not. I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
I just checked. There's no one. Okay, let's...
Thank you very much for your work on this, and I appreciate the state recognizing that this stretch of road is partly their responsibility, too, and giving us some resources to match ours. Aye.
Bish?
Thank you for your presentation. I'm hopeful that the next state transportation package has a lot of money, Commissioner Novick, for both Powell and for Barber. Because they need it, and to amplify what Commissioner Saltzman said, I wonder whether actually at the budget presentation we could have a separate sheet that just shows year-to-year citations for people on their cell phone and on their text. I actually find that when I gently call it out to people in my neighborhood, I get the middle finger salute back. So I think there's a real lack of understanding, and I don't think people fully appreciate how big the fine is, because it's a whopping fine based on what the legislature just did. So appreciate Dan raising that.
Well, I appreciate this grant, and this is definitely a stretch of our city streets, or a state street, Powell Boulevard, that needs more aggressive enforcement. I'm happy to hear about the improvements that ODOT has made and the crosswalks that have been added. And as I said, I would be thrilled to hear about a plainclothes mission to go after people who are using cell phones or texting, especially while they're stopped at the intersections, which seems everybody thinks that's okay. Aye.
Novick?
Commissioner Fish, I should tell you that I recently talked with Representative Fagan about Outer Powell, and she said that if there is a legislative transportation package next year, she's going to be fighting hard to ensure that tens of billions, if she has anything to say about it, are allocated to implementing the entire Outer Powell conceptual design plan, which, of course, human error is always a factor, but engineering does have an impact on safety. So those of us who are those of us who are elected officials, I would encourage to go out and knock on doors to help reelect Representative Fagan so that she can continue her work. Aye.
Hales.
Thanks for your good work. Thanks for this grant. Nancy was just here. She's going to be out of town this weekend. My idea of a good time on a Saturday night when my wife's out of town is going to be doing a ride-along with the traffic division. I encourage everyone to do likewise because I'm sure I'll learn something. And
Mayor, it's now on the official record.
Yeah.
So good for you. That there is at least official record.
Yeah, I've got deniability. No, I am going to spend Saturday night with these folks and their staff, seeing how it works, and really appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. We have